Veteran civil rights lawyer Larry Krasner was sworn in today as Philadelphia's new district attorney. He promised drug treatment over incarceration, resisting the federal government's crackdown on unauthorized immigrants, and second chances for nonviolent offenders. More from WHYY's Bobby Allen.
Krasner has spent 30 years as a civil rights lawyer, but now, for the first time, he's officially a prosecutor.
A movement was sworn in today.
He said the campaign's never been about him, but rather about his progressive ideas that are the opposite of traditional law and order values DAs typically run on.
A movement for criminal justice reform that has swept Philadelphia, as the voters clearly showed, and that is sweeping the United States.
Krasner criticized the use of the death penalty. He said he'll fight to protect the city's immigrants and find solutions other than incarceration for those caught up in the opioid crisis.
Today we start the long road towards trading jail cells occupied by people suffering from addiction for treatment, for harm reduction, for finding ways to keep him alive so he can turn his life around.
It was an exciting moment for prison reform activist John Dye Harrell, who says he knocked on countless doors in North Philly campaigning for Krasner.
Typically, politicians make campaign promises and don't fulfill them. I believe he's different. I believe that the things that he said it from the heart and the soul, and he really believes it.
Harrell says there are police officers and rank-and-file prosecutors from past administrations who won't get along easily with Krasner, but he's hopeful it won't hinder his reform agenda.
Yeah, but we're going to have to give him time to implement his ideas, and first he has to begin to change the culture of the DA's office.
Philadelphia has the largest prison population per capita among the country's big cities, and as part of changing the office's culture, Krasner said one of his goals is to reverse that trend. Bobby Allen, WHYY News.